Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Monday, December 9th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 63, the third paragraph. We found it very desirable through one paragraph ending, was felt at once. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers are 12 Steps. We're going to have Vanessa G. reading the 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, Leland P., Readers of the Text, Eileen M., and page 164 will also be Vanessa G. today. The reference number for Sunday, December 8th, is 21,977. And for this morning, Monday, December 9th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,978. That's 21978. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Judith R., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Vanessa G. to read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Vanessa G., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. These are the 12 steps of OA. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. We tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be service.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. I'll now ask Leland P. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Star 1, Leland.
Hi, sorry about that. I thought I was unmuted. So I'm Leland P., recovering compulsive overeater from Germany, and these are the 12 traditions of OA. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you so much, Leland P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 63, the third paragraph. We found it very desirable through one paragraph ending, was felt at once, and we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. I'll now ask Eileen M. to read and then share with us.
Good morning. This is Eileen M. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater. I live in New Hampshire. We found it very desirable to take this spiritual step with an understanding person, such as our wife, best friend, or spiritual advisor. But it is better to meet God alone than with one who might misunderstand. The wording was, of course, quite optional, so long as we expressed the idea, voicing it without reservation. This was only a beginning, though if honestly and humbly made, an effect, sometimes a very great one, was felt at once. Oh, this is really great. I like the phrase that says the wording is optional as long as we express the idea. And the reason I like that is because, you know, it means that I can talk to my higher power in my own words and that I'm free to, you know, modify that prayer. And I could even make up a new prayer each day. And, you know, the reason for that is that, you know, I was thinking about this and, you know, sometimes I can just be saying that prayer and it's sort of like mindless repetition and I'm not even really thinking about the words because, you know, if you're saying it over and over, it's the same words, you know, every day it sort of almost becomes automatic. And so that's why I like, you know, that I can even, you know, make up my own third step prayer. And it's not to improve on the prayer, but just to make it personal to me. And, you know, I'm thinking about, it says that as long as we express the idea, and what is the idea in the third step prayer? And it's really, you know, for me, it's, you know, a conscious decision to surrender. you know, to let go of trying to be in control of everything and to trust that I will be guided if I ask. And that, you know, for me, step three is a daily commitment to surrender, and it's to seek help from this power greater than myself. You know, and it comes after, you know, having made the admission that, hey, my life is unmanageable when I try to control it myself. So it's just that, you know, relying on God and depending on God. And anyway, so I'm going to just pass with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eileen M. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Wendy B.
Stephanie H. in Texas.
Wendy B. I heard Wendy B. and Stephanie H.
in Texas.
In Texas, very good. And who else
Dana
would
P.
like to share? Dana P. Who else would like to share?
Deborah G.
Maria C.
Deborah G. and Maria C.
T. Maria T. for Tommy.
T. T is in Tom. Very good. All right, that's a fantastic lineup. We have Wendy B., Stephanie H., Dana P., Deborah G., and Maria T. Wendy B., please go ahead and get us started.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I just love that last line where it says, this was only a beginning, though if honestly and humbly made an effect, sometimes a very great one was felt at once. And this step three experience for me, you know, is the daily practice of seeking God to get the effect, you know, that I previously sought from you know, over-consuming food. And, you know, and since surrendering my will and my life, you know, to my Lord, he has given me the security and the stability, you know, down in the core of my being that wasn't there before. You know, I have peace and serenity and a trust that he's in control and all things will work out according to his plan, you know, and he's provided my life with purpose, you know, and meaning, and, you know, all my past vain strivings, you know, and fruitless efforts at performing perfectly, you know, can now be replaced by relaxing and trusting he's accomplishing the transforming work in me. You know, he's continually inviting me to keep my heart in a state of receptivity to his spirit in me. And, you know, he doesn't condemn me when I fail. He just invites me to see the truth of my error and, you know, embrace his power to change and realign myself. You know, so I'm walking in harmony with him, you know, instead of resisting and fighting. And that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Wendy B. from Arizona. Stephanie H., it's your turn, followed by Dana P.
Good morning, everyone. This is Bethany H. in Texas. I'm a compulsive eater and grateful to be here this morning. Thank you for the lead share. Thank you for the share so far. Thank you for all the service that's here today. And thanks for being a fellowship that I crave, because, you know, I'm thinking about the very desirable phrase of this paragraph, and that it's like, yeah, it was before recovery, before working the steps, before turning my life over to the care of God, really seeking God, I think I had a lot of things that were really very desirable. And I was, you know, when I got to step three, my sponsor, I found myself thinking like, yeah, it makes sense. Like, it's very desirable for me to want to take other people along, or for me to want to continue to seek people and places that have provided comfort for me in the past, but ultimately to meet God without any preconceived idea. You know, it's like the set aside prayer. God, help me set aside everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about you. You know, it's like I had to come to this step and loved coming to this step, just me and God. You know, like, God, please, thank you for directing me this far to a relationship with you. Please show me more of who you are. I give this all over to you. And I think that for me is like, yeah, of course, it was very desirable because I was needing to discipline myself. Yes, I was disciplined in all kinds of ways, but to say like, God, I accept your discipline. I accept the way you're going to be in charge and I don't have to do it anymore because it was very unmanageable before. So this like idea of, yeah, it was very desirable, but then like the promise at the end could be in effect right away. And it's like, yeah, what freedom. You know, freedom to meet God as God wants to be met, and freedom for me to be able to experience that, like, fully. I'll pass. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Stephanie H. from Texas. Dana P., it's your turn to share, followed by Deborah G.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Dawn. It's Dana P. I'm in California. Down in L.A., actually, visiting with my family, and just pondering and really grateful this morning for everything that's been provided for me from God. You know, I thought I did it all. And going back, and I heard the paragraph read and really appreciate that, just a beginning. And I appreciate the Irene share this morning getting us started. Took me back to the first time I ever got on my knees and said this prayer with my sponsor. Literally had to read it out of the book because I didn't have it memorized, which I subsequently got pretty busy to do. But what I realized is that there's no amen at the end here of this paragraph, I mean, of this prayer. That means that it's a daily practice, and not only a daily practice, like I get up on my knees and say it, it's every single minute of every single day. And the interesting thing about it also is that I don't have to know what that means. You know, I offer myself to you, and I'm going to give you everything, all of this. I don't have to know how to do that. I'm going to be shown, guided, and directed as a result of continuing on with the steps. I'll be guided and I'll be directed, and that's continuing to happen for me on a daily practice, on a daily process of uncovering and discovering and discarding those things that no longer serve God and his kids so I can be of service. So I'm really grateful to be here this morning, and everyone enjoyed their day. Thank you so much. Pass.
Thank you so much, Dana P. from California. Deborah G., it's your turn to share, followed by Maria T. And if you happen to be just joining us, we're talking about page 63 today, that third paragraph. We found it very desirable through one paragraph ending, was felt at once. And we're commenting on this one paragraph today. So Deborah G., your 3 minutes start now, followed by Maria T.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Dawn, for your service today and everyone that has made this meeting possible and all the shares 12-step in me already today, this morning. What a way to start the day. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm Deborah G. from Arizona. And a couple things came up for me when doing this step, when I was doing my step work, and I've only done it with a sponsor, and we've done it many ways on the knees, and or if the knees weren't working that day, just doing it together. And what I learned also was, because I would do prayers robotically from my head, and I would slow down and take the words to my heart and do it with my heart, you know, to really feel the effect of that honesty and that humility, humbly feeling that prayer. And so that I had that effect experience, so I could take that experience I had into my fourth step, that made the fourth step a lot more open to being honest and being humble in doing it and asking for things to be revealed. And it was just a very helpful prayer in doing that. Because, you know, my head again is not going to fight against it. But if I go to my heart, what's the fourth step? It's lovely. And then doing it, the third step prayer every day, I stay with these words. I've done workshops where I've written it differently and then shared it. But there's just something about, I love to stay with the book and I love to stay with the words and continue to do that, because it has to keep working me. It has to keep working me, because I never know how I'm going to be showing up for the day and throughout my day, because that's what I want to do. Thy will be done. And that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. from Arizona. Maria T., it's your turn to share, and then I'll be taking some more names.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we sure can.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Maria T., and I am in Norway, and I am a compulsive eater. I'm very grateful to be here on the meeting today. I'm really glad that this was the reading today, actually, because that's exactly what I'm feeling. I'm feeling extremely surrendered. I have been in a desperate situation. I've come back to this program. I've come back to OA after having been out in another fellowship and for the last 2 years. And, you know, I have been really resisting coming back. And I actually understand through the reading, you know, and surrendering that, you know, in the serenity prayer, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, that I am powerless over my compulsive eating, and that and to accept the things, the wisdom to know the difference. And it's, you know, I really feel that I was really judging and resisting, and my pride was stopping me from coming back. But my higher power knew exactly what I needed. And, you know, it was like my higher power was hitting me over the head with a hammer, trying to get me to ring this friend who I know has recovered and who has fantastic recovery and is in this fellowship and I totally respect and love. And, she, you know, my higher power was saying, ring her, ring her, ring her, ring her. And I'm struggling and struggling. And no, I'm not going to do it. But you know what? I surrendered and I picked up the phone last night. And, you know, she was available to sponsor. And now I'm on day one of abstinence. And it's been like day and night. I've been made some wonderful outreach calls with recovered people. I've got so much hope and so much wonderful experience, strength and hope today. And I feel so much more different to what I did yesterday, you know, and that's because I have surrendered. I have totally surrendered. So thank you for listening and thank you for letting me have the opportunity to share.
Oh, thank you so much, Maria T. Keep coming back. We are so grateful to have you with us today. All right. Well, I am going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. We're talking about page 63, that third paragraph. It starts with, we found it very desirable, through one paragraph ending, was felt at once. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Larry G.
Patricia C.
Larry G.
Robin G.
Okay, who
Barbara
is after?
W.
Okay,
Patricia
one moment,
C.
please. All right.
Robin P. In Costa Rica.
Okay, I have Larry G., Robin P., Patricia C., and who else did I hear?
Barbara W.
Barbara W., and who else was before Barbara W. after Larry G.? Who is that voice in there? Or just, did I miss anyone? I have Larry G., Barbara W., Robin P., Patricia C. Anyone else?
Kelly H.
Kelly H.
Linda G. in Alabama.
Linda G. Okay, let's stop there. Larry G., it's your turn to share, followed by Barbara W.
Larry G. from Northern California. one of the fears that keep me up at night is one day I'll be asked to be a moderator and have to keep track of this lineup. God, blessings to you, Don. Yeah, I appreciate, first of all, welcome back to the last caller. It's awesome that you're back. And also welcome back to anybody else in this call. Yeah, it was said that there's no amen at the end of the third step prayer. And I found out through Joe and Charlie, the reason for that is that we're beginning the fourth step, and we need this prayer to remind us that we're going to abandon ourselves to God as we do this fourth step. This step to me lays out my responsibilities and God's responsibilities. I am his son. He's my father. I am the agent. He's my principal. He's all those things. He's all those things. He's my employer. And I'm his employee. Even though I'm self-employed, he's my employer. He's my grand sponsor. He's my treasurer. He's the economy. He is the great surgeon. He is all those things and more. And, you know, if I was really in touch with my feelings as I do this third step prayer in the morning, I literally would be laying on the floor in a prenatal position, sobbing, understanding, comprehending the gifts that my father has given me, my employer has given me, the great surgeon has given me, the great treasurer has given me. I would be on the floor in a prenatal position, unable to catch my breath. I don't think any of us can comprehend that. Those are one of the mysteries of the universe. For me, I'm an ordinary garden variety compulsive eater that has somehow listened. I'm not chosen. None of us are chosen. We are just people who have listened. And I've been rescued off the cow manure heap of a compulsive eating and food addiction. And today, I believe I'm doing the very best I can to be a demonstration, to bear witness of this great employer, this great father, this great principal. Today, I work out in the pool, and there's a woman who we've been talking, and she's obese, and I have so much compassion for her. And we talked today, and you can see the absolute horror in her eyes. It's like a blank spot. There's just nothing there. And she asked me how, because she's watched me. She's watched me like lose over 100 pounds over the last 5 or 6 years, and first time I ever talked about OA, and I'll tell you, she's going to be calling me, and hopefully God will speak through me. You'll speak through me, and I'll 12-step. With that, I pass back to you, Don.
Thank you so much, Larry G. from California. Barbara W., it's your turn to share, followed by Robin P. Star 1, Barbara.
Oh, I didn't miss that part, but good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for your service, Don, and everyone shares. I'm a person who takes notes, and I'm hearing exactly what I need to hear. So thank you to everyone. I'm so glad you're here. I consider when I go to these meetings that your OA voices are what keep me going. Sometimes I wake up barely in time to hear this meeting at 7. Hello? Hello?
Yep, go ahead, Barbara. We hear you. Go ahead.
I heard some strange noises. Anyway, so the voices, even if I catch part of a meeting, to me are uplifting. I feel like I have my best, all of you are my best friends and are speaking words of recovery or challenge or whatever. And today is my belly button birthday. I'm 79 years old. And yesterday my my son and my grandsons took me out to dinner, excuse me, out to lunch. And I looked in the mirror before they picked me up, and I went, oh my gosh, I really look great. And for a woman of my years. And it was my higher power speaking through me. That idea of being a personal prayer is one of the big things that drew me to this fellowship, is that I can talk to God and God can talk and God speaks back to me. Some people call it the two-way prayer, and whatever it works for me. And God is just, even if I'm feeling, oh, nobody remembers my birthday, and I go, no, God does. God always does. And I am so grateful that I'm able to talk to God as my BFF, my best friend, and a constant friend, and one that just never leaves, always remains in my heart. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara W. from Washington. Robin P., it's your turn to share, followed by Patricia C.
Thanks so much, Dawn, and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I'm Robin P., and I'm a really grateful recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm in Costa Rica. And, you know, I love this third step prayer. And my husband's in another fellowship. He says it every day, and I say it, and it's such a blessing. And I think it's really great to take it with someone else and every day just to say it with God and just turn my will and my life over to the care of God is such a relief. And relieving myself of the bondage of self, you know, just being relieved of that. You know, I have felt when I say this prayer, I do feel relief, like it talks about in this paragraph. And I do feel something at once when I invite, you know, the Holy Spirit into my day and just ask God to be with me and guide me and bless me with his thoughts, words, and actions and how to be of service. And I always feel so much better when I'm of service. You know, it's so nice. Yesterday I sang at this, I was the opening act for this children's theater show, and then we helped take the set down because it was the last show, and it was just such a blessing, and I felt so good afterwards. And it's like that all the time, and being of service in this fellowship and in life just makes such a difference to turn my will and my life over to God's care. And no matter what I'm going through, I have these steps, and I get to just keep growing up. You know, I always think grow up or grow out, and I choose to grow up today. And it's just such a blessing. There's a lot going on, it feels like, and I'm about to do two big concerts here, and I haven't sung here ever in a concert. And I'm doing this big Christmas concert and then sing along. And I get nervous, so I just get to turn it over to God. I started on Broadway for a long time. I got nervous 8 shows a week for many years. So I just get to turn over the fear. You know, it's just false evidence appearing real. Just turn it over to God. And let God do for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I had this feeling the other day. I just had this, something came to me just to wrap up, where I felt like I can't lean on myself. If I lean on myself, I fall over. But I can always lean on God, and he always gets me. And God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day. I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Patricia C., it's your turn to share, followed by Kelly H.
Thank you so much. I don't really have a lot to share. I just haven't been on a live meeting in a really long time. And everyone has done has blessed me so much this morning. I had slips in my abstinence, and it's just been a slow progression. I haven't totally left, but just that surrender part of really trusting God and the care of God, even when I don't agree or want to do it, to just do it anyway, is an element that I've not been submitting to. And it's just been really encouraging to hear all the blessings from that. So thank you so much. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Patricia C. And Kelly H., it's your turn to share, followed by Linda G.
Hey, good morning. This is Kelly H. from North Carolina. I'm gratefully in the process of recovering, working on, I think, step 7. But I want to just thank everyone who's here and all the shares. I'm just really grateful. As I've heard a lot of the shares here today, I am just so profoundly moved that this step, step 3, for me, has just been a reinforcement of what God can do with a ragamuffin. You know, growing up, I did not have a religious home at all, just completely secular. And I always longed to be invited to, you know, a church or a temple or something. I was just, and I had friends with lots of different religious backgrounds. But it was just because I wanted the pageantry and the liturgy, and I wanted to be an insider. And it wasn't until I was 15 that I actually did get invited to join a friend's youth group, which did, in the end, give me the catalyst to know God. And I had a profound religious experience at age 15. Cliff note version, I'm now 53, and I'm realizing that in this program, whether I've been consistent or not, coming back into this program has been like a catechism, and I've had to become reacquainted. Like step 1 and step 2 are, hey, just get rescued. Do what it takes to get rescued. But step 3 for me is like, okay, now that the initial rescue has happened, you're powerless. God is powerful. Now is the opportunity with like a blanket around me, my rescuer sitting beside me. We're on our way to the mainland, you know, from the great waters I've been rescued from. And I need to know this God of mine again, afresh. I don't have to know all the words. I don't have to know that prayers end in amen. I don't have to have this whole thing figured out. I don't have to know anything. I don't have to know everything about God, but he's sharing stories, and I'm hearing stories from fellow rescuees, and this fellowship thing is happening for me. So I'm grateful. I'm so grateful that to know God in the mess of my life, to know that a beautiful friendship is being started, and I can start to be in this relationship with other people. So growing out of desperation, I'm realizing there's some gallows humor in all this. So I am grateful that we're all in the hot mess together, and we're in the rescue mission, and we're doing this. So thankful to be part of this group. And I got to say, I'm thankful even for the disease because of where it's bringing me now. So thank you guys. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Kelly H. from North Carolina. Linda G. from Alabama, it's your turn to share, and then I'll take another name or two.
Okay. Now I'm out of what to say because everybody said so well what I'm feeling. When I took step 3, it was kind of in concert with steps 1 and 2 because I knew that there was a power greater than myself. I've always known that, but I just didn't think he was interested in me. And step 3 showed me that he was. And when I said my prayer, and when I say my prayer, when I said my prayer, I took it with my sponsor. And it was a terrific experience because I felt the load lifting from my shoulders. And every time I say the step 3 prayer, I feel the load lifting from my shoulders because I don't realize how often I take the events of my life and try to control them instead of letting God control them for me. And as soon as I become aware, I say the step 3 prayer and turn it over. And everything works out just fine. If I let go and let God, everything turns out just fine. And I have to remember that from one day to the next, because sometimes it kind of gets lost in this head of mine. It's so muddled with useless messages. And step three helps me to whittle them down, way down, and sometimes out. And my higher power guides me all the way. I never knew I could have guidance all the way. And it blew me away when I took that tiny little image of my higher power and let it grow to a larger image, which was predicated by step 11. And all of a sudden, it was different to me. It was still personal, but God was greater. God was greater than I let him be. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda G. from Alabama. We're talking about page 63, that third paragraph. We found it very desirable through that one paragraph ending was felt at once. So who would like to share on this paragraph who has not shared in the last couple days?
Leland P.
Leland P. Well, go ahead, Leland, and then we'll take another name after you're done. Thank you.
Thanks, Leland, recovering compulsive overeater in Berlin. And thank you all for your very rich shares. And also the lead share appreciated the focus on the wording was, of course, quite optional. And I have been playing with the wording this past week because it's become sort of rote for me to do it in the first person. And one thing that I found surprisingly helpful, especially before I go into conversation with someone or before I'm FaceTiming my parents, I've been saying the prayer like this: God, we offer ourselves to thee to build with us and to do with us as thou wilt. Relieve us of the bondage of self that we may better do thy will. Take away our difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those we would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May we do thy will always. And what that does for me is one of my character defects is I tend to see people as either lesser than me or better than me, or I tend to go into interactions, especially with, if it's my parents and certainly other people, with already in a fighting stance. And by putting us all into the prayer, all as an us, all as a we, I am suddenly standing on the same plane as other human beings with a God who's looking down, not just loving me and holding me in infinite love, but also all these people that I'm interacting with. And it just, it softens my heart and it makes me feel like, you know what, we're probably all just doing our best. So that's just what I wanted to share and I'll pass. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Leland P. from Germany. And I will now take the names of a couple people that would like, we have time for about two-minute shares, if there are a couple people that would like to share and who have not shared in the last couple days. Star one if you'd like to share.
Karen KZ in Missouri.
Go ahead, Karen. Share with us, please.
Yes, I love this prayer. I do it every single day, and I appreciated all these shares, too, and I like the we thing. But I just, offering myself to God to do with as he will, and relieving the whole self, that's my whole problem. It's all about Karen. It's all about me, and everything has to be my way, and I'm not comfortable if you don't do it my way, and I just watch that arising over and over and over again. But I ask God to remove that, remove all my defects of character so that I can be more useful. Anyway, I just, this program and what it has done for my relationship with God and my reliance and my trust in God above all else, I still have to remember because I still want to take over, but it never works where I take over. So I always invite God to take me over, to take over my thoughts, words, and actions. And when I do that, it's a miracle because God actually swoops in and just takes over in ways that not just in that moment, but in my whole day. So I'm just really grateful for this program. And with that, I pass.
Well, we are grateful for you, Karen Casey. Thank you so much for that share. And I do still have a couple minutes here if someone would like to share. We value your experience, but we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share?
Alicia R., Nevada.
Alicia R., Nevada. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alicia R., compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be here today and to be urged to share at the last minute here. You know, my experience with step three was I got down on my knees with my sponsor and we read it out of the big book. And it almost seemed like it was more of a spiritual experience for her at the time than it was for me. I wasn't profoundly hit by it at the time. But that's kind of been my experience with a lot of things in this program. I wasn't profoundly hit at the moment, but in a time of need, it was life-changing. It saved me. I would say it was about 2.5 years into my recovery that I was quite desperate again, and I was in a lot of physical, emotional pain, and I ran into a fellow in recovery outside of the room, and they talked about getting on their knees and praying, and of course, that is something that I had been told to do all of my recovery. I had never taking the action of getting down on my knees. I thought, you know, sitting on my couch and doing it was just fine as well. But I was desperate at this point in time, and I started getting on my knees, and I would say the third, the seventh, and the 11th step prayer, and it transformed my relationship with a higher power. Up until that point, my higher power was truly just the group. I believed that you believed. And at that point, a combination of desperation, the gift of desperation again in recovery, combined with I had completed all 12 steps and was starting to take girls through it. You know, I had that spiritual experience that 12-step promises, and I found a power bigger than the group. And it was, I really truly believe it was through those prayers, through taking that action with a higher power that I didn't understand, didn't necessarily know if I believed in, but I was desperate for help, right? So anyway, I just wanted to share that. And that's all I've got. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Alicia R. from Nevada. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Vanessa G. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, everyone, for such a great meeting. This is Vanessa G. in New Mexico, recovered. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you